Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, DNBC Network, with your host, Hurricane H. New day, new show, new topic. The podcast channel is live, you know, so everything, you know, we're going to be all over the place with today's guest and today's discussion, because it is a discussion that probably can touch on everyone watching and listening. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. This will probably be something you can benefit from. So we're going to dive in right through it with, you know, my guest. She is a coach. She's a speaker. She's an entrepreneur. She's also a person that loves something that is very unique and specialized, and that is the world of quantum physics. And so we're going to talk about that and all the universe, the energy, and how we can, you know, translate into our lives and do better and succeed and just, you know, become more and more and more. So without any further ado, I have with me Lucy Ptasnik. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited and grateful to be here.
Well, listen, I when I hear quantum physics and, you know, changing and energy or stuff, you know, I go crazy because it is a world that is almost unknown to a lot of us and or very touchy because we don't understand it well. But you know, and applying some of those rules of quantums, you know, into the real world or the, you know, I guess the standard world that we know in application and in the everything is always going to be an intriguing, you know, concept. But before we go in there, you know, let's talk about Lucy's journey that got you into the speaking, you know, and coaching as well as entrepreneurship, and why you got into also the quantum world and all this stuff. So all yours.
All right. Well, I guess as the story goes, I was a little girl with a big dream. I grew up just outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I was obsessed with horses. And just like Napoleon Hill says, the starting point for all achievement is a burning desire. And I don't know if any of your audience has ever just had something that they have been totally obsessed with, whether it's being a firefighter or horseback riding or, you know, arts or maybe singing, anything that you're just so passionate about as a child, and how has that manifested into your day-to-day life today? And when I was younger, I was obsessed with horses. So I would beg my dad every single day, "Dad, please, please buy me a horse." And both of my parents were blue-collar workers. My mom had two factory jobs. So horses were just totally out of the realm of possibilities. And so I never gave up on my dream. In fact, I would pray at night. I would say, "Dear God, please let me just dream that I'm riding horses in my dreams." So that way it was actually like I felt like I was doing it in real life. And so by the time I turned 16, I decided I had to take matters into my own hands. I had to stop wishing and wanting and dreaming, and I had to take massive action. So the day that I turned 16 was the day that I created, was the same day I got my driver's license, and the same day I created my Craigslist ad, which said, "I will ride your horse for free." And that's when I figured out that if you can follow your passion and find out where your talents lie, what your skill set is, and exploit that in the service of others, you are going to find true fulfillment on the other side of service. And so that's really how the story unfolded. Next thing you know, I put this Craigslist ad up. These people are calling me. These yahoos are calling me from with their unbroke, green broke horses that haven't been ridden or handled in 10 years. And here I am, just the happiest thing to drive all over the state, riding these horses. Now, I never had any formal education or riding instruction growing up. So next thing you know, I'm just the happiest thing to go out there and ride these horses. And I'm getting bucked off, thrown off, flipped over on top of. And it was quite the rude awakening. But it's kind of just like, you know, when you follow your dream, there's going to be, life's going to throw you some curveballs and you're going to fall off the horse and you're going to eat dirt. Like, it's going to happen. But the moral of the story is you just have to stay laser focused and never give up on your dreams. You have to just stay in that relentless pursuit of your passion, because the most successful people, the million-dollar entrepreneurs and the most successful business minds, you ask them why they are where they are today. And if they attribute it to luck, they're going to say, absolutely, it had nothing to do with luck. What it had everything to do with is the fact that I tried and failed more times than most. So I like to equate that the same thing with writing. I am the writer that I am today, not because I'm lucky, but just because I've fallen, failed, and got bucked off more times than most. And so anyways, I ended up meeting a horse dealer who would get in about 50 horses a week. And I had to ride and sell everything fast, quick, cheap. So because if I didn't sell it fast enough, he was shipping it to Canada and it was getting sent to the slaughterhouses. So here I am, 16-year-old girl on a mission to save all the horses of the world, right? And that was really my first step into the world of entrepreneurship, where I would, how many horses do you want to ride and sell today? Do you want to sell 5, 10, 15? The sky's the limit. And so I ended up doing that all throughout high school, all throughout college. And after I graduated college, I got scooped up into the corporate world and I'm still buying, training, and selling horses at that time. Now, here I am living life in the cube. And I don't know if any of your audience can relate, but just like waking up every single day, just snoozing the alarm clock, fighting traffic, sitting in the cube. I don't know if any of your audience members maybe had a miserable boss or like a horrible coworker, but I had the world's worst boss. And he was like, here I am. Like I had just seen the movie, The Secret. And I was so excited. I was so empowered because I'm like, oh my gosh, you can be, do you have anything you can dream of? You just simply have to believe it and take action, inspired action. And here I am telling my boss this, and he's looking at me, rolling his eyes. Because of course I'm in Detroit, so it's like automotive capital of the world, Motor City. And he's like, okay, little girl, keep dreaming. And anyways, I'm like radiating positivity. And he was so negative, so miserable. And I just knew at that time that I was meant for more. And it wasn't long before I decided to take a chance on myself and quit my corporate job to go ahead and sell horses full time. And so even though all odds were against me and my parents were like, absolutely not. My parents are super old school. My dad's like, people have worked their entire lives to be in the position that you have with a comfy, cozy corporate job, full benefits, paid vacation. And you're going to walk away from it and throw that all away. And I'm like, but dad, like, I know I can do this. I know I can. And so sure enough, I ended up quitting my corporate job, pursuing my passion. And now I buy, train, and sell horses full time. And I also went on to accidentally open up one of Michigan's largest public trail riding companies, where we take out guided trail rides through Kensington Park. And I don't say that to say, oh, hey, look at me. I say that because I believe that it's important to live, lead, and inspire by example. So if I can do it, then I can also show and teach people how to do the same thing, how to follow their passion, how to create and intentionally live the life of their dreams. And that's why I'm so obsessed with quantum physics and really understanding the laws of the universe and how to leverage them to essentially create the life of your dreams.
There's a lot in there that, you know, we just I'm gonna have fun with this one, right? So there's a few things, you know, that are like that we need to highlight. And one of them is, first of all, you had this passion from early on in your life, and not everybody can literally speak to the idea that I had a dream when I was a kid, or I had some, you know, passion when I was a kid, and I'm doing that today, and I'm making a profit out of it, and I'm making a good life out of it, and so on and so forth. It is very difficult, but not because it is difficult, it's because people give up on that particular. And you know, and what you said is the dream, and you have to take action. So these are big words, right? As a matter of fact, it's funny because I think my second or third show, literally when I started this, was called "Some People Dream of Success, Other Wake Up and Work at It." It's a quote that I've, and actually it was called The Quote, that's the series. And that particular quote, personally, I learned a long time ago when I was a kid, and I love that. And I lived with that particular formula in my life. Like, so you see, you have a dream, you work, you know, and you don't just like remain in the status of dreaming, you know, level. You want to take and wake up and do and take the action. A lot of people want a lot of things in life, but they're not willing to make the sacrifices and the necessary moves and willing to fall and get tackled and so on and so forth, because that's exactly what's going to happen in life. And anybody, as you said, that succeeded in life that we actually look up to today, if you go back to the story, as you said it best, is that they failed so many times more than others to get where they are today. And it's just really how much resilience you have and how long, you know, the stamina that you have and, you know, how bad you want it. I mean, really, it's what it is. You want it so bad, you did it. So that's a big deal. I think for our audiences, young at any given age, I mean, obviously, if you're young, you know, the road is completely open. All the options are there. But it doesn't mean that if you're an older age, you know, or mid-age, that it's the end. You can start any given moment, you know, to believe, dream, believe, act, and, you know, apply. That's it. I mean, really, that's a simple thing. You can do it. Everybody can. There's no point. I mean, I wanted to do the media stuff, and I did it. I was 48. So it's that kind of thing. So it's not too late. I love it and I'm doing it and I'm going to continue doing this until the day I pass on. So that's how it is. And you know, the dream part is a unique piece for all of us because everybody dreams of everything that we want. Everybody dreams. And it all said, sometimes we limit our own dreams. Some people, they don't want to dream big. You know, I have a saying, like, dream so big, scare yourself if you have to. It doesn't matter. Yes. It's still a dream, right? I mean, what's the big deal? And what I don't understand sometimes, you tell people about your dream and they crash that dream. Folks, it's just a dream. Let people dream the way they want. Let them dream so big. Yeah, whatever, they achieve it or not, it doesn't matter. It's still a dream. Now, as they act on it, that dream is going to transfer into a reality and things just start manifesting. But that's it. But, you know, you tell people like, oh, I have this great, you know, idea that we're going to, oh, it's not going to work. It's not going to do this. And they dummy down you and it's like, you know, it's going to be like, you know, bad. Folks, encourage people. Let people dream. Let people take action and do the same. You know, it's, let's keep the positive, folks. You know, like I sometimes I feel bad when you're talking about some high level, like in your case, right? I can just imagine you telling people, oh, well, this is my dream. I want to be this big entrepreneur and, you know, the world of horses. And then you combine actually what you loved, your passion for horses and business, and you're making it, you know. So there's nothing wrong. I mean, you're an exact perfect example of what we should all be looking and striving for as humans. Oh, we all.
You're so bad.
Well, it is true. It's not, I mean, you've lived it. I mean, I'm taking, you know, your story for, you know, what it's worth. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You took an opportunity. And by the way, at an early age that most people at your age would not be thinking the way you were thinking. I'm sorry. I think we're losing some of that, you know, at that early age because we are not focused. We don't have the same, you know, laser focus as you stated earlier in terms of things, but you have a little bit of a different approach. Not, I mean, again, that's what makes a difference in this world. You know, there's a lot of opportunity. There's hundreds of us can be across the street from the same opportunity and only one or two will actually jump on it. You know, we see this all the time. Some people, we can be exposed to the same ingredients. Only a couple of us will probably take shot at things because they're not afraid. They're willing to take the risk and so on and so forth. No risk, no reward. You know, if there's a will, there's a way. These expressions we hear all the time and we take it for granted, but they're real. You've applied all that stuff. And it is amazing because you give the analogy or you depicted the idea that you fell so many times, literally, yeah, of the horses. But that's literally and metaphorically, it works because in life, we're going to get up on those horses and we're going to drop. It's going to go up. It's going to drop. It's going to go up. It's going to drop. Are you willing to take that chance, the risk, you know, potential broken bones and so on and so forth? But you didn't stop you because you loved what you're doing, what you were doing and what you're doing. Now, here's the thing. You also stated something that is unique about the world. People are conditioned to the system, and the system had dictated to us since college, well, since school, literally, before you even go to college, there's a system that's being almost pushed into all our brains and our psyche and subconscious, which is basically going to go, you know, get up, go to school, get a degree, go to corporate, work, retire, done. it's almost like that's been the formula that's been in pretty much everyone. Very few people, you know, kind of deviate from that and say, no, corporate is cool, but I want to be my own boss. I want to be my own entrepreneur. I want to take risk. I want to take chances. And the reality of things that in the world, if you don't take a chance with entrepreneurship, you know, you can have a nice cozy job, very smooth. You can have a nice little, I guess, growth in the corporate ladder. That's all possible. Actually, it works. You can make some decent money, but, you know, you still are not free. You're not doing your passion, because most of us, chances are, they're going to work in a job that they might not be too happy, or they might have to deal with a boss such as yours that is negative, who is not supportive, who maybe because they have a dead end, you know, in their life, they think that everybody else should be miserable equally. And actually, we have those out there, right? So, you know, there's a saying that people don't leave jobs, they leave bad bosses, right? And there's a big, you know, discussion about boss versus leader and you know, mentor and so on and so forth. So you just happen to have one of the worst ones, but maybe that was the necessary, you know, fuel to get you ignited into the next level, which you did.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important aspect to point out, is that God places obstacles in front of us that may seem like obstacles at the time, things that we're struggling with. And it's very difficult for us to overcome and understand why this hardship has been placed in our path. But it's all for a reason. And that's kind of why we just have to like lean into unshakable faith and trust the process. Because had I had an incredible boss the entire time, I would still be in the cube. I would still be living life in the cube, and I would be doing Excel spreadsheets that are miles of cells and rows long. So it's kind of like when we think about the adversaries, quote unquote, that are placed in our path, it's almost like looking back, it's like, wow, what a blessing that he was. And even though I didn't feel like he was a blessing at the time, looking back, I'm like, had he not been placed in my path, I wouldn't be who I am or where I am today.
Well, so thank you for highlighting that, because, you know, there's that, I think there is a quote that says, like, you know, some storms come to destroy and some storms come to, I think, clear your path or something of that nature. I mean, you're right. There are things that happen in our lives that we don't understand at the time, because mm-hmm. we just think that the world is against us. You know, it's just like bad luck and all the bad things. And we start thinking all the worst, but you never know what's good for you. And when you look back, as you said, you know, had it not been that person or that event, whatever came your way, you wouldn't have made the necessary moves and changes in your life to actually do better. And a good example that we all have experienced, if you're watching or listening right now, is the pandemic. I think there was no one that was out of the pandemic. This is one event, universal event that we all experienced around the globe. And many people, ultimately, we've had tragedies and death, so on and so forth. But many people who have passed through this wave and this whole year of bad things, you know, they've realized a lot of things. Some people realized that their job, you know, was at their end because they couldn't stay in the job. They lost their job because there was no more company to work for and so on and so forth. And they decided to go on their own and they succeeded. Many people have changed their life. They realized that life is too short. You know, maybe I can do more. I can live my life differently. Some people decided maybe the family I'm in is not a good family. It's time for me to move on because they were like crammed in a room and they made changes. Whatever that may be for people, whatever that may, it looks for, it may look for anybody out there that's been through this. The idea is that, as you said, you know, perfectly, is that things are there for a reason. There's no coincidence in this world. You do have to have faith, and you have to take that leap of faith. You know, that, as you stated, you got to do it. But now, here's a question for you, and I know you have the answer for this. People are stressed, depressed, and completely stuck, right? Now, what do you think is their main reason for that? Because you have ultimately made a bold move and you're in the world that you live in now and you're happy about it, right? Well, a lot of people may not want, they want what you have, but they feel stuck.
And yeah.
So what do you equate that to?
So there are so many people right now that are full of fear or full of anxiety, or they're living in a state of depression or scarcity or lack. And so many people right now are feeling stuck. And I like to say that if people are feeling stuck in whatever it is, stuck in a relationship, stuck with a job, stuck with certain health ailments, it's usually because they're stuck in a story. And I know that sounds pretty wild. Like, what do you mean I'm stuck in a story? But we are like, we are constantly telling ourselves the same story over and over again. And then not only are we telling the same stories, but we're telling our friends, our families, our coworkers, our peers the same story. And it's like, when you tell yourself something, whether it's true or not, after you say it so many times, you're going to start to believe it. And so what we need to realize is that this is kind of goes back to like the quantum physics part, is like the fundamental basis is that we live in a vibrational universe. We live in an attraction-based universe where you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. And so that's why it's so important to understand the power of your words, the power of your thoughts. These things have, they carry a frequency and they absolutely have energy. And once you start to understand that energy is your highest commodity, is your highest form of currency, that then you start to understand that once you can become aware of your emotional state, of your energetic state, once you become conscious of the energy that you're embodying on a moment-to-moment basis, then you can start to control that. And then once you can start to control how you're feeling internally, that's when you start to, that's when you're able to live from the inside out and start affecting, causing change in your outside world. We can't change anything outside of us. We can't change anything on the external. We can't change what other people think about us, what they're doing, what their preferences are, what they think about it. We can't change any of that. The only thing we can change is how we're feeling internally. And I think Dr. Joe explains it really well when he talks about the Newtonian. So there's the quantum version of the world, and then there's the Newtonian version of the world. And what that states is that there's cause and effect. So something happens, there's an event that takes place, which will then cause certain emotions that or energy for us to feel, whether it's excitement, victory, triumph, or if it's fear or lack or depression or guilt, whatever it is. Well, we can now the quantum model of the world is basically flipping that inside out or flipping that around. And instead of allowing the external world to dictate how we're feeling internally, the quantum model of the world says, well, if we can begin to embody the emotions of the goal already achieved, of the wish fulfilled, then before the event has already occurred, then we'll begin to attract that experience in our external world. And that's what's so exciting about the law of attraction and understanding the laws of the universe, because then when you start to take radical responsibility, thinking about responsibility, not only of the thoughts that you're thinking and the words that you're speaking, but also the emotions that you're feeling, as well as your interpretive world, your vision of the world, how you're perceiving the world, because at the end of the day, life doesn't have any meaning. Life is essentially meaningless. We are able, we are capable, we are blessed enough to give life meaning. So whatever happens to us, we decide how we're looking at life. Is the glass half full or is that half empty? I had a horrible boss. Oh, poor me. Am I going to go into victim mode, or am I going to come out empowered and victorious? Like, yes, I overcame that. And thank you, God. Like, the life is always happening for me. And because of that, look where I am now. Like, this had to happen. I'm so grateful that I overcame those difficulties in my life. Even though I didn't understand them at the time, I'm where I'm at today because of them. And because of that, I can live and operate with a heart full of gratitude and appreciation. And when you start living every single day in these higher vibrational frequencies of unconditional love, gratitude, appreciation, bliss, abundance, and you can start to see the beauty in all people, places, and things and not carry any judgment inside of you, then that's when doors of great opportunity begin to open, ideas flow to you, different opportunities present themselves, and all of a sudden you're in the right place at the right time, surrounded by the right people, and things just keep working out for you. And so I think when people are, going back to your question, when people feel stuck, it's because we're all conditioned. We are conditioned beings, whether it's we're conditioned from our parents' beliefs, from any sort of traumas that we live through. And through this conditioning, we've developed certain patterns, patterns of focus, patterns of thought, patterns of physiology, how we're moving our body, and patterns of language. And these patterns are running unconsciously. And we can't change what we're unaware of. All change is preceded by awareness. So if we have these unconscious patterns and these limiting beliefs that are running our lives, we can't change them until we become aware of them. And so that's why I'm such a huge proponent of meditation, because the definition of meditation means to become aware of oneself. So once you start doing, there's different strategies, different tools that I love teaching people. And when you start doing these things, whether it's gratitude, lists of gratitude or meditation, however hoity-toity pie in the sky they may seem, it's actually reprogramming your subconscious mind. So that way you can start living in this high vibrational disc, and it's just like miracles begin to manifest right and left.
Ooh, you went deep there. I mean, you touch on a lot of things, and you know, from that question, it is a powerful, you know, response that you just, you know, shared right now. And I think anyone watching or listening, just this response on its own can change the way any one of us can live their life. And so there's a couple of things there. One, you talked about the idea you can attract whoever we want and what we want. We can, you know, it's, we are, we can't change people around us. We can't change things around us, but we can change. And we are the ones who need to change to actually change the environment around us. And that's actually what it is. You know, there's, funny analogy I always refer to, especially when I talk to my son, for example. He loves his visor game, like, you know, one of those meta, you know, things that he uses, like the vision, you know, he has one of those. And, you know, I'd like to use that as an example. If you ever tried a virtual reality setting, right? You know, you are the avatar, you have an avatar that you actually carry through this particular set. And there's different outcomes in that set, different ways, different things, different tools, and so on and so forth. Well, you know, in a way, we are living in a world that is that big. It's just that this is not a meta level. This is a universal level, which is a much bigger, more infinite opportunities, and so on and so forth. And we have all different choices and outcomes possible. There's different roads, different ways, different things that are available. There's the bad, there's the good, there's, you know, and there's all the bonuses and opportunities to get and take knowledge, this, that, the other, people, so on and so forth. But it's how we operate in that realm. How do we interact with the rest of us? And so if we make the right moves, there's a good chance things are going to work out. Right? If we make the wrong moves, things are going to go the right, cause and effect. If we don't make the necessary steps, you know, actually, I love when you said cause and effect. In The Matrix, I think the movie, there was a reference there about cause and effect. And you know, it's iconic in the movie, but frankly, it is everything around us. You know, there is, you take an action, there is an outcome. And the story, these things are all related, folks. We have to do things, and the way we look at things can change the outcomes of life, period and out. I mean, what you're referring to really is mindset. If you change your mindset and you condition your body, condition subconsciously, you know, your subconscious is everything too. I mean, it just absorbs things. You know, you talked about, I used to dream, you know, ask God to dream of things, or at least riding horses, because in a way, actually, your mind doesn't know the difference between imagination and real. And so the more you're going to see it, the more you're going to think you're doing it, the more you participate in it, the more you're going to be part of it. And it's going to manifest, as you said. And that's the thing.
Your mind moves towards what's most familiar.
That is right. And the more we talk about something, the more, and you know, Bruce Lee said it, I mean, the mind doesn't know the difference. He keeps saying negative stuff, you know, it's going to affect it, right? And there's a lot of other folks that actually kind of restated that. But the fact of the matter, it's, we are in charge, folks. You are in charge, really. You know, whoever you are, you're watching and listening to this show, you're not stuck. It's a perception of being stuck. When you ask the question, why you're stuck, you're going to find the answers why you're stuck. You know why you're stuck. You just didn't make a move. Or maybe you're just comfortable. Now, let's talk about that comfort zone, right? I mean, I've covered that a couple of days ago in a different show. It is a big thing. Everybody gets comfortable over time. And, you know, it's, you know, like, I got to restart this life. I got to do this again. Oh, my God. You know, the uncertainties. You get all, you start seeing every single thing that can go wrong. But you do not see every single thing that can go right. And I think that's the problem. Now, your approach And I love what you said, the nutrient versus the quantum, right? That's what you refer to, the nutrient world.
Newtonian model of the world. Yeah.
Newtonian versus but you know, this is deep stuff, folks. I mean, this is really where we live. It's beyond the physical stuff, beyond the obvious. And the more we understand now, for those that of us that believe in a higher, you know, being the Almighty, the Creator, this does not disqualify any of that. We can still believe and stuff. As a matter of fact, the more you believe, the more you can actually operate even better in the realm. But that's a different, you know, we can have a whole discussion, the connection between, you know, the religious aspect of life, you know, to the quantum piece and so on and so forth. And they all can connect nicely if we were to go deep there. But the fact of the matter, and that's actually true, because when you talk to someone who has good belief, right, they believe in their religion, God, right? They will tell you, like, I know things are going to do. Now, I don't think for any religion, including any biblical or any scriptures, that does not talk about action, taking action. You know, you can't just say, oh, God, give me, without making a move, without going stuff. You can ask God, but you still have to do your due diligence, right? And that's really the same thing, you know, in our lives. So we got to do something. We got to make moves. You made the moves. You know, you said, I'm going to take fate, you know, in my hands, and I'm going to do it. You know, and as a young, you know, entrepreneur, 16, that's pretty young. You know, you started dabbling at this and you took a chance and you started learning. And that's the other thing. You said it powerfully. People always are waiting to learn before they take action. You took action mm-hmm. and learned. See, you learned on the go. You learned yeah. as you did.
Hell, you jump out of the plane and build your wings on the way down.
and you did, right? I mean, I give a different, like, we're fixing a plane in the air, right? Similar, you know, analogies yeah. or whatever. But, you know, it can happen. I mean, you could be on a ship and fix the ship while there's leaks all over it. I mean, it can happen too. But the fact is, it can be done. It is not your common mode or easiest way, but it is definitely a mode that you can, you know, operate within and definitely yeah. be ahead of the game. That's what makes successful people who they are. That's what makes the few, you know, take over, you know, industries and so on and so forth and become people that will be like, whoa, how did they do it? I mean, they're human, right? Everybody that's out there that's successful that we look up to or we've looked up to or who has come up with inventions and things that we use today, they're just humans who decided to make a change and really just took action and played with things, failed a few times, maybe more than a few times. But they made it. They decided to make a difference in their lives and the lives of the world. And we can all do that. Everybody, I think, is capable of that. So what do you say to that? Because you talked about state of emotions, and I'm referring to, like, this is all connected to how you see things or your mindset. So how do you connect all these things to our audiences or to the people that you actually even coach?
Yeah, well, I like to talk about what a peak emotional state is and really having people understand. So, like, when we talk about So really understand when you take a step back and look at our lives, we will soon begin to realize that our life is nothing more than a sequence of patterns, that we are creatures of creatures of habit by yeah. nature. And we like to do the same things every single morning, every single afternoon, every single night. And it kind of, and then next thing you know, we're running on autopilot. I think Harvard just released a study that 48% of our waking day is spent on autopilot. And so what does that tell you? That it tells you that we're living unconsciously. And so if we can take a step back and look at our life and really understand that we are where we are today based on every single decision that we've made up until this point, we can very definitively say that decision shapes our destiny. Well, what's the one thing that controls every single decision that you've ever made? It's your emotional state, your energy. And what I mean by that is, think about the last time that you were in a peak emotional state. And by peak emotional state, I mean, like, when was the last time that you felt totally alive, when you felt passionate, when you felt on fire, like you felt like you could hurdle over any obstacle that was placed in your path?
Right now.
And, right. And it's just like, how many, and then I like to ask people, well, how many hours a day are you operating at a peak emotional state? How many hours a week? How many hours a month are you operating in a peak emotional state? And a lot of times what happens is that people get conditioned into living into these lower vibrational energies where they might feel like they're living in a place of overwhelm or living in a place of stress or anxiety or depression or guilt or fear. And after they've been spending so much time, hours and hours of every single day, days and days, weeks on end, that after so many months, after so many years, they forget what feeling good feels like. And all of a sudden they take on these lower energy vibrations or these like lower frequency emotions as part of who they are, as part of their personality. And then it's like, well, and then when we go back to like the decision making, you're going to make radically different decisions when you're operating in a peak emotional state versus when you're operating in a place of guilt or lack or scarcity. And so that's why I help people really move into these high vibrational states, these peak emotional states, and then be able to maintain them, because then you're operating at a level 10 all day long, or at least 5 out of 7 days, which is better than most people. And it's like, when you're operating at these peak emotional states, your mind's clear, you're making decisions that are in alignment with your goals, whether they're health goals, relationship goals, physical goals, financial goals. And all of a sudden, you're making decisions that are bringing you closer to your goals. And that's what's so important is really, and like I said before, it's like when we're operating unconsciously and we don't realize that we're operating in these lower vibrations of like stress or overwhelm, we can't change what we're unaware of. And so that's why the most successful people will agree that in order to be successful, you have to be able to control your emotional state. And that means identifying when you're not feeling so great, when you're operating out of alignment, and then taking the necessary action to elevate your energy level, to raise your vibration, to very intentionally make yourself feel better. Because at the end of the day, we all have goals. And if the point of a goal is so that way, we all have goals, whether it's relationships, if it's a new job, if it's a new health goal. And the reason why we want these things in our lives is because we feel like we'll be happier in the attainment of them. But if we can just choose to be happy right here, right now, and we can just do a shortcut to that, then it's like, why wouldn't we? And so when we start to do that and we can very intentionally raise our vibration, start feeling good right here in the now precious moment is where all of our power lies, because every single moment is a manifested miracle based on what we're telling ourselves, what we're thinking, and how we're feeling. So awareness again is key.
Again, being aware. So that's one element. Now, the problem, I think, is many are not, as you stated, we are all living in a zombie mode or robotic mode most of our time. So we're not aware. We're just running. We're just going through the motions, right? Because you get conditioned and you're just like robotic. So it's hard to change when you're not even awake. I mean, again, I refer to the Matrix. You got to be awake. You got to get that red pill, right?
Yeah.
You know. So when you realize like, and something that can get you there is an event, something that happens, as you said, bad event, good event, whatever it is, something is going to like trigger that state of awakeness, state of emotional awakening. You're like, literally like, whoa, what's up? You know, dead end job, bad boss. You know, those are good ones. I mean, actually, you got to thank them because they do give you the fuel, the energy to make a change and even believe in yourself more now, that because you want to make sure that, you know, you never go back to that situation. So it changes these things. But so that's one. Two, you mentioned a couple of times about goals, right? Does not take vision. I mean, you have to have vision. So let's talk about the magnitude and importance of vision in anybody's life, whether for personal life or business. That is a big deal. So what do you say to that? Because I think all the stuff that you stated, if you have no vision, you're not going to be. I mean, we talk dream. Dream can be also interpreted as vision, right? But,
yeah,
but really, vision here is like really more of a long-term plan, you know, something that you see yourself at. So what is that particular importance in the scheme of things, you know, in the world?
I love that you're asking me about this, because We have a 16-week program that very intentionally allows people to reprogram their subconscious mind. And it's built off of three pillars. And the first pillar is what we just covered, which is energy, or really understanding how to manage your state and becoming aware of it. And then the second one is desire, and which is what you're moving into now, which is really defining with absolute clarity what it is that you want in life. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want your business to look like? And I love asking people this question. If you had unlimited resources and money were of no concern, what would your life look like? And almost immediately, people will start to list off every single thing that they don't want. And it's funny because, like, where your focus goes, your energy flows. And what you focus on is what you're going to attract more of. And that's how come so many people are focused, like laser focused on what they don't want. That's how come they keep attracting more and experiencing more and more of what they don't want, because they keep feeding into it. They keep talking about it. They keep complaining about it. They keep sharing it because they want to feel heard and understood. And it's just like, let that old reality go that doesn't serve you. Stop holding onto it so tight. Stop fighting for your limitations and start using your imagination in big, beautiful, brilliant ways. So we're so conditioned to use our imagination to worry and stress and fear every single scenario that could possibly go wrong. And to your point, it's like, what if we took a moment, step back, and asked ourselves, what could go right? And it's wild. Like, once you start really imagining, like, in like very vivid, outlandish, like audacious, like what could go right today? And you start writing this stuff down. Like, some of it, you're like pulling it out of the quarters of your imagination. You're like, how did I even think about this? And like one time I wrote down like, oh, it would be nice to get like a fully paid for vacation. Like, wouldn't it be nice? And I wrote it down. And then sure enough, it manifested that month. Why? Because I had the thought and I didn't have any resistance toward that thought. And I wrote it down. So that's a whole nother thing, is like the power of the pen and journaling and setting intentions. But that kind of falls under this whole idea of having a vision, because when you know with absolute clarity what it is that you want and you write it down, then you read it. And the reason why you read it every single day, or even every other day, is okay. But it's the reason why you want to do that is because you want to spend time in that vision, in that visualization. You want to really spend time practicing the high vibrational emotions of the wish fulfilled, of attaining that goal. Because just like to your point, the mind doesn't know what's made up versus what's reality. And it's like the mind is always going to move towards what it's most familiar with. So if you can start to familiarize yourself with lifestyles of luxury and opulence and tropical vacations and toes in your toes in the warm sand and beautiful hotels or whatever it is that you want to manifest, who knows, use your imagination. Then it's like what you start doing is you start activating your RAS, your reticular activating system. So probably a lot of your audience knows what this is, but for anybody who doesn't, the RAS is, if I were to ask you, how many red cars did you see in your drive home today? You're probably like, oh, I don't know. Why don't you know? Because you weren't looking for them. Versus tomorrow, when I ask you, hey, how many red cars did you see last night? You're like, oh, I saw 26. Why? Because I was looking for them and I saw them and I counted them out. So it's the same thing. When we have a vision that we're constantly reading, then we're putting ourselves, not only are we practicing the energy of that vision, but we're also stepping into the receiving mode, and we're stepping into the receptive mode, where we're open to see more clearly opportunities that maybe have been there the whole time, but we were never looking for them, so we never saw them. Or all of a sudden, we're raising our vibration, since we're practicing these higher vibrational emotions by simply just reading it and spending time in them. And then at this new vibrational set point, all of a sudden, we run into somebody who knows somebody who is looking for the exact skill that we happen to have. And then it's like, you're in the right place at the right time, surrounded by the right people, and things just start to work out. You can't explain it. And it's way bigger than a coincidence could ever possibly be. So that's why, like when we go through a full vision extraction process that talks about health and fitness, relationships, your finance, lifestyle, because life is supposed to be fun and celebrated. And then last is spirituality, because once you tie in spirituality, it's like that ties everything together. And it'll really just elevate every area of your life.
Well, you know, I love, first of all, it's amazing that your program touches on all these things, because that's really the formula of success. I mean, you know, if you can, you know, manage all these things appropriately, and you can control these things, and you can operate in the world according to what you just, you know, described. I think, and by the way, everybody's got a cheat sheet right now. I mean, you already kind of, you know what we're talking about here. So you can literally start applying some of the stuff, or you can certainly reach out to Lucy and she can guide you and help you through her program, you know, as well. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. But you know, you talked about, you define a little bit more about the vision, the clarity, and things like that. The idea is very simple, folks. I mean, I think we all have that. You want a car, you can start building the car in your mind, right? You know, you have a business, you want to see that business in 5 years. I mean, even at an employee interview, many will ask you, like, where do you see yourself in a couple of years? What's your goal in 5 years? What are your short-term, long-term goal? And some people may articulate it. Some people don't even have a clue what that looks like. You know, see, you can describe things, you know, to, like, you want to say, let's say it's just a job. Right? You know, we're not even talking business here. And someone says, like, what would you like to be in 5 years? Well, I want to be the chairperson. I want to be the president. I want to be sitting in your seat. I want to be doing stuff. I want to be running a division. At least you have clear understanding of what you'd like to be. And that not only gives, you know, the interviewer something, you know, to work with, but also it gives you the belief that you can deliver on this. And that's important. Now, for a business, what do you see that business in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years? What do you see yourself in that? I mean, and all these things can manifest. As you said, we have the power. We can imagine things. We can build things. And not only we have to practice that vision, but we have practice of vision boards too. I mean, if you're not, you know, too clear, you can do that. I mean, there's that. That's a tool that you can use. There's many ways to do these things and you can help. But the other one is, again, as I stated, we can seek help. There's a lot of folks that specialize in guiding people to get things. If you can't do it yourself, find someone to assist you. And there's nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, we all want to improve our lives. I don't know if there's anyone truly who does not want to improve their life. You know, I'd be surprised if there is someone, but if there is someone, maybe they're at the comfort zone, you know, level that is contentment, and that's okay too. If you're really that happy in any state you are, then that's fine. Because at the end of the day, it's happiness that, and whatever that may be for you is good. But we're talking about the general term of, like, you know, being able to achieve things that you want, that you dream of, that, because you see things. We live in a social world today and everything is exposed. We see the good luxury lives. We see. Now, does that mean that's the way we all have to think? No. You know, luxury may be for some, not for others. I can be a simple person that just looks for maybe having a good time with my family. I don't have to worry about luxury vehicles, cars, or mansions. And that's okay too. I can live in a cabin in the woods and be happy, right? Whatever that means to you. But at the end of the day, is how you fulfill those things. You know, are you aware? Is it fulfilling? Is it working? Are you getting the results that you like, you know, from this world? Are you meeting some of the dreams that you have? You're trying to get in there somehow. You want to say something, Lucy?
Oh, no, I'm like right there with you. I totally agree with you. And I think everybody's got, like, this world is, I really like to remind people that we live in an abundant universe where there's just bountiful, and there's more than everything for everybody. But the problem is that a lot of times we are the problem is in the sense that, like, we don't believe in ourselves and we don't believe that we're worthy. And because of that, we shut ourselves off from that infinite abundant supply, which actually unintentionally kind of leads me into the third pillar, which is belief. Because once you understand how to, like, energy and how to manage your state, and then you have a clearly defined vision with absolute clarity, you can have all those things. However, I like to say that belief bridges the gap between where you are and where you want to be. And if you don't believe in yourself, and if you don't know that you're worthy and that you are good enough, and, like, believe in your worth and know that you're capable, there's always going to be that vibrational gap. And there's always gonna be that vibrational discrepancy between where you're at and where you want to be, or what you have and the thing that you most long for. And so that's where this whole, like, really shifting your paradigm, which is essentially upgrading your belief system, that's really where the reprogramming of the subconscious mind comes into play, and why that's so important for people to understand that we have access to all of our conscious thoughts, but there's 90% of our mind is subconscious, which we don't even realize. And so it's really taking that deep dive and understanding that, like, really questioning everything. Like, why do I believe this? Why do I think this? Why do I do this? Why? Like, and really understanding that the only limits that we experience in this life are the limits that we place upon ourselves. And so many times what I've experienced is that people will fight for their limitations, and they'll make excuses, and they'll tell you why they can't or why they're not good enough, instead of breathing belief into themselves, instead of really, like, challenging these old belief systems that have really kept them stuck in where they're at. And so I like to talk about, like, when we talk about the comfort zone is really holding you hostage in the land of mediocrity. Just like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And as spiritual beings, we're meant to grow. We're meant to evolve and expand. Just like Abraham Hicks says, the whole point of this life is joyous expansion. Like, we're meant to come and have fun and grow and thrive. And the only reason that we don't come here and grow and thrive and experience the best that life has to offer is because of these unconscious programs or unconscious beliefs that are running unnoticed. And so that's why we have to do the work every single day. And that's why I'm a huge proponent of morning routines and nightly routines, because your subconscious is most susceptible first thing in the morning, right when you wake up, and right before you fall asleep, because that's when it's in theta state. And when it's in theta brainwaves, that's when your mind is most suggestible. And so when you wake up, a lot of times you wake up and all of a sudden you check your phone and you start to remind yourself of who you are and what your problems are and where you're at and who pissed you off or who wronged you or why things aren't working out. And it's like, you have to stop, you have to break that habit. You have to stop being you. You have to let go of the past, let go of who you don't want to be. Because again, if nothing changes, nothing changes. You have to be, I just read it in a book and it was so beautiful. It was like, you have to be like a moth to the flame of your desires, and you have to let go of your old identity. Because if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to continue to experience the same results as you always have had. And so therefore, if you want a bright new future, if you want the incredible loving relationship, if you want the six pack abs, if you want financial freedom, you're going to have to start making decisions that are hard, that are difficult, that you've never made before, that are going to make you feel uncomfortable. And part of that getting uncomfortable is framed by the morning routines and the nightly routines that we probably don't feel like doing, that we think are frivolous and unnecessary, but are truly reshaping, reprogramming our subconscious minds. So when we talk about making, like, if you don't have a gratitude practice that you're doing every single day, I would strongly recommend to start implementing gratitude. Because when you start pouring out gratitude every single day, God hears that, the universe listens, and he's just going to continue to place more things in your path to be grateful for. And the same is true for the reverse. If you continue to complain, guess what? You're going to find more and more things to complain about and more things to be offended by. And so that's right. It's really all about understanding the laws of the universe. It's just, law of attraction exists, whether people want to acknowledge its existence or not. It's kind of like gravity. We can't see it, touch it, feel it, smell it, hear it. But I know that if I pick up this pen and I drop it, I can bet every dollar that it's going to fall. And so the same thing works with the law of attraction. Whether you want to acknowledge its existence or not, you don't have to. However, it's constantly at work. So the quicker you learn how to utilize these laws to your benefit, you're just going to have, you're going to have like a leg up in the game of life, if you will.
Ooh. Well, I mean, that's literally a concise description of all the blueprint, which is, I think, your concept. You know, I think your site has a blueprint in it, and we'll talk about that shortly. But really, you talked about the concept of believe in yourself. And I want to just say this, folks, if you're watching or listening, don't let anyone tell you or make you doubt your possibilities. I think that's a big problem we have because people around us sometimes tend to not see us for who we are, what we can, our potential. And sometimes that drains our own possibilities. Know that if you're watching or listening right now and you're listening to Lucy, you can do whatever you want in this world. You can, and I'm talking about anything legal here, just in case someone thinks it over. but
we're don't think about, the wrong way, guys.
Yeah, we're talking about success here, right? If you want, you know, something to manifest in your life, you know, it will manifest. You just have to believe in yourself and don't doubt yourself a minute. Is it going to be easy? No, as you said, you have to do all these things. Your morning, gratitude, the meditation, you know, the right stuff, taking care of your health, taking all these things are, you know, it's a complex process. You know, there's a lot of stuff that all have to play, you know, a role into the success story. But at the end of the day, it starts with you believing 100% that you can, 1,000%, as a matter of fact, not even 100%. You got to be no one, no matter what there was, you can't do it, I can. You know, always say to yourself, I can, I will, and I'm going to prove it to you. And not to, you know, you can prove it to yourself. You don't have to because you already know that you can. So really, these are things. And by the way, what I'm saying right now, if you say it to yourself, your subconscious is going to just register it and it's going to keep working with you. So keep that in there. I think this is a message, you know, I just wanted to take that from Lucy's, you know, discussion. Really, it's powerful, folks. Believe in yourself and everything else will become a lot easier. You know, and when someone is really not seeing you for your true potential, well, maybe that someone should be in your life. I'm not deciding that for you. But frankly, if that's where, I mean, there's a lot of success discussions about you need to move yourself and entourage yourself with the right folks, with the right crowd, with the right environment, so you can thrive better. I mean, ultimately, as you said, if you're doing the same bad routine daily and the same messages are coming to you, you're going to be just in the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Doesn't work that, right? You want to be in, you know, you want to improve. You got to remove yourself from negative environments to positive environments and things will change. But it starts with you being aware, as you said, making all these changes. Now there's one thing, you know, that I think you excel with, which is the concept of mind hacking or hacking one's mind. I mean, you know, it sounds weird. I mean, there's biohacking. We know about that, which means, you know, using all the good stuff to get your body energized and, you know, get you going. But there's what you're talking about here can go to the next level, which is really working the mind, the subconscious, and getting yourself into a higher being. And I love what you said. We are, and by the way, that's a great, you know, quote that you stated, the fact that we are spiritual beings that actually have a human experience, because that's really what it is. I mean, we know that there is, I mean, most of us will agree that we have a soul or some sort of a ghost behind the machine, as the Greeks will have referred to it back in the days. But the fact is, that's how we all think about it that way. Or majority of us do. But the fact is, we are unique in a lot of ways. Yeah. And each one of us have what it takes to do better, to be better, to deliver, to be successful. As we are the ones that are stopping ourselves. The only, I think, hurdle we have is ourselves and our mind and how we see things. No one else is responsible. As you said, we change, things change. That's it.
Yeah. And it's wild how it's like, it's how many times have I heard the quote by Gandhi, like, be the change you want to see in the world. And it's like, you hear that, but you don't really understand it. And I really experienced that in a very profound way earlier this year, when I literally shifted my perspective with a relationship with somebody very close in my life. And instead of allowing myself to be irritated and annoyed by some of the things that person did, I traded my irritation for appreciation. And it was like, why don't I just appreciate all of like the great things that this person does do? And it was literally instantaneous. It was overnight, where it was like this person became a totally different person, to the point where I, after 3 days, I was like, what did you do differently? Did I do something different? And it's wild, but it's all like, we are the change and we can shift our outer reality. But first we have to shift our inner reality. It's like, I also like to explain it like our outer world is the perfect projection of our inner world. It's kind of like us looking in a mirror. And if we're looking in a mirror and the reflection in the mirror is frowning, we can't say it's physically impossible to say, okay, well, as soon as the reflection in the mirror starts to smile at me, then I'll smile back. Reality doesn't work that way. We have to smile in order to see the reflection in the mirror smile back at us. And our reality works in the exact same way. If we want things to shift externally, we have to shift our internal emotions, our perspective, how we're choosing to see things, people, places, circumstances in our lives. And just like Dr. Wayne Dyer said, when we start to change the way we look at things, the things we start to look at change.
Deep stuff. Well, you know, it's funny that you gave that analogy of the mirror, right? But actually, you can test that, folks, literally. You don't have to go to the mirror. As a matter of fact, if you're sitting across from someone anywhere, if you smile and long enough, they will start smiling by default. If you frown, you'll notice people are going to be serious, you know, looking at you. It is literally, it doesn't fail. You know, you want the crowd to literally to all smile, just start laughing, even by yourself. Everybody's going to start laughing. And we know that's actually an experiment that did occur. It works. You can be in the middle of nowhere and start cracking up and people would not know why you're laughing. And eventually they start laughing. You generate that. You actually create that energy and vice versa. You walk in with like, you know, you have a debt wish and everything looks, you know, not comfortable. Everybody's going to be like, you know, woo, everything's going to be like really going wrong in that room. And it's real, folks. This is not, you know, Hurricane just going out of his mind or Lucy telling you something. This stuff has been in effect, has been, you know, proven, you know, successful, and it works. This is the good stuff. We just need to be sometimes aware. What we're doing, folks, is almost reminding you of the things that are available to you at any given moment, and any one of us at any given time in our lives can benefit from these things. And you're not alone, folks. This is now where I go to Lucy. How can people benefit from your work and work with you to make those shifts, and if they need the help? Because I know not everybody is capable on their own. Sometimes we have limitations, but sometimes we need that hand-holding. Some people are more like, you know, I can do this on my, you know, solo acts, but some people need that support. And you do provide this. So how do people benefit from your work, and how can they reach out to you, and how can they, what's the program look like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two different things I'd love to share. The first thing is kind of like I mentioned earlier, we have the 16-week program that allows people to retrain their subconscious mind, shift their identity, and start taking massive action towards their goals. And what we've done is we have condensed this into a 2-hour training that's broken up into a digestible 6-part series. And normally, this retails on our website $1,000. However, we have a special promo code for you and your listeners. So our website is ultimatesuccessblueprint.com, and the promo code is Hurricane. So if everybody wants, so you, instead of having to pay the $1,000 for the training, it's absolutely no cost. It's full of different techniques and strategies on how to raise your vibration, how to become aware of the thoughts that you're thinking, the words that you're speaking, and the emotions that you're choosing to reside in, and essentially just become the best version of yourself mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. And the second thing is we have a really cool community on Facebook. It's called Transformation Nation. And I ask the question, I'm like, okay, how can I serve? How can I positively impact this amount of people? And if there's one thing I recommend people doing that I can guarantee will garner awesome results and up-level every single area of your life, it's meditation. And so I highly recommend, if you're not meditating, start meditating. Gift yourself 10 or 15 minutes every single day. I promise you it will transform your life. And so every Friday at 10:30 Eastern, Friday mornings at 10:30 Eastern, I do a live gratitude meditation inside of our Transformation Nation Facebook group. It is just a high vibrational community where we're constantly pouring out high, just tangible tricks, tips, strategies on how to become the best version of yourself. So you guys can find, and I'm sure you're going to put all the links in the show notes, but lucylynn.com, or I'm sorry, Coach Lucy Lynn on Instagram and on Facebook. It's Lucy's Bubble, because you have to fiercely protect your bubble. Yeah, and we'd love to have you guys, whether you're an experienced meditator or you have heard about meditating and you're not really quite sure what to do or how to start, or it seems weird. I am here to just help you kickstart the meditation journey.
Well, Lucy, thank you so much for sharing that. And I, you know, thank you for doing the work you're doing, because I mean, having a group like this to encourage people and guide them through, you know, energy. And you know, it's funny because we work better as humans when we're in a collective, in a society, and really feed from each other. And it's a beautiful thing when you create something like that. It just gets a lot more exciting, you know. It's and a lot of people are maybe shy, maybe they're not really into it, but when they see they're encouraged by others, they tend to do more. So thank you for doing that. Now, just to clear for our audiences, people can actually go to the website and register for the program you mentioned, and they just have to put the code Hurricane and they can participate.
Yeah.
Did you, I mean, I'm just making sure there is no cost, you said, to them, or there is a reduced cost?
No, they can download the 2-hour training at zero cost. No. Yeah. Totally for free with promo code Hurricane.
You know, if you're watching or listening, I don't think you have an excuse right now. You know, because I think one of the biggest objections that people always have is money, and you just made this transition easy. I'm sure there's more services and things that people can benefit with you, but certainly take advantage of it, folks. You know, if you're watching or listening, you can see what this can do to you. You can transform, and you can be better, and your life will be better. And you know, this is one of many opportunities that you might have in life to change, and it's never too late. So participate. If you're not even sure, go check out the Transformation Nation group and just feel. Now, that's an open group, but people have to sign up, like, you know, to just inquire.
Yeah,
you just
click join, and then we'll add you to the group.
All right, well, again, you're making it so easy for people. I mean, no excuse, people. So if you're watching or listening, you do not have an excuse. You just have to take the leap of faith, you know, see something else. And by the way, I always tell this to people. What do you get to lose? Nothing. You're just going to pick up more stuff. If you don't like what you hear, what you see, that's okay. You just learn something new. That's about it. I know that is not the case. I know you're going to benefit from it. But always, you know, when someone is like hesitant, you know, this is a good way to look at it. You can gain. There is no loss. That's all there is. Lucy, thank you so much for being with us today. I think we exceeded an hour a while ago, but it was all cool and great stuff. Any last words of wisdom you want to share with our audiences before we close today?
That you are the powerful and magnificent creator of your own reality. You can be, do, have anything that you can dream up. All you have to do is believe that you can and that you are worthy, my friends.
There you have it, folks. We're at the end. Thank you, Lucy, so much for being with us today. And thank you, folks, for joining, for listening, for watching. Please, you know, do check out the website. Again, the description will be in the link will be in the description of the show. The Instagram will be there. All the information will be there. Just do it. Click. Go. American Age. We'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new topic. Bye for now.